sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Maybe you want to say hello to Terrence and Calvin. I've just walked in. Two boys. You know, if you're a podcast listener, you won't be able to avoid these lads because they are everywhere. On this radio show, we call it TB, if that's all right with you.
That's no problem.
That's all right.
TBX, of course, is the subscription model.
Yeah.
Going well for you as well, boys.
It is. It's flying. A lot of extra content down there. We actually went down the country and all last year and poured those tail out on farms and washing cows and
graves,
all that.
The marts.
And this is the stuff you don't expect two Dublin boys to be doing.
No, we
were
all
coming down. But that's the whole point, right?
Yeah, I thought we were very good at it, to be honest. I talked to it here. Yeah. Oh, he did. Parents
disagree heavily.
Yeah. Questionable
on both of our ends.
We'll talk about you in a minute, Terrence, if that's all right. Because let's talk about just the podcast in general and the fact that it is literally still one of the most popular podcasts in Ireland. It's been that for a while. It doesn't show any signs of abating, even when things are difficult. You've got to host it on your own and all manner of things happening. What do you put it down to? Why do you think it has resonated and connected, not just with people who are from where you're from or live the kind of lives that you guys might have led, duly, whatever. Why is it connecting outside of Dublin? Why is it connecting outside of everything that you guys are familiar with?
I think it's authenticity, Dave. I've so many people that come up to me, and especially when he's with me, and if they just talk to us for 5 minutes, they're like, oh my God, it's like listening to the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, because we're the same people on and off air.
Yeah.
I think you find a lot of people that you meet them, you might follow them online, and then you meet them in person, you're like, you know what, I thought he would have been a bit more bubbly or lively or funnier. But like, we're just the exact same fellas on and off the mic.
I can attest to that. I definitely know that from walking around here, because obviously you make your podcast in here all the time because they're always around. It's always good fun. But I think you're right, though. That's such an important currency, isn't it? Like, whether it's radio DJs, whether it's like personalities, whether it's podcasters, actors, whatever. Like, I interview a lot of people and I always treat them the same thing. It's like, everyone's just a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So why would you be someone? I know actors are literally acting as someone else, but like outside of that, I mean, you know what I mean?
But even like, comedians, like the performers, aren't they? Like a lot of comedians aren't the same in real life as they are on stage.
They're a heightened version.
Exactly, yeah. They get to go out. And even if they're doing a podcast, the cameras are on, the mics are on, they know how to switch into a character and be hilarious. But then in everyday life, they're probably just a normal bloke walking around.
100%.
A lot of people probably walk up to a comedian, they're like, tell me a joke, make me laugh. And they're like, I'm just playing, getting me messages.
Well, that's I do bad jokes, right, where people send me bad jokes, but then everyone expects me to have 5,500 bad jokes ready to go. And like, literally, I was in the airport on Saturday morning, I took my under 12 girls team over to the Manchester Derby, United versus City in the WSL. Big weekend in Manchester, unbelievable. I was walking through the snake, you know, queue going through security. And a little kid walked past me and gave me a little fist bump and he goes, tell us a bad joke. And I had to go, I'll get you on the next time round. I was going, oh, what jokes do I know that I can tell a kid? But like, I was trying to access all these files in my brain. And everything. But I suppose being yourself, no matter whether you have the microphone on or not, that's key.
And I think people resonate with it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, if you're saying something and you're trying to preach a message on the podcast, and then you're not doing that in real life, people are going to be like, so why should I listen to you going forward?
That's fair. Terrence, things have not been easy for you in the last little while.
Yeah.
We'll start off with the most joyous of things, which is you became a dad.
Yeah, I'm a dad now. Yeah,
congratulations.
The best thing in the world ever. I swear to God, I love it. Yeah, I had a baby in January. He's nearly 20 months. He'll be 20 months now this week.
Stop.
Crazy, like.
How's the sleep?
Great.
Yeah.
No, but not even. Yeah, he's a good sleeper. Thank God. He's like his dad,
He's not gone through the night yet, though. He must be woken up at some stage.
No, he's gone through the night.
3 months he's gone through the night.
The last 3 or 4 days, one night he woke up once, and the other 3 nights he slept through the night.
There are parents all around the country now who are not resonating with you guys at all. They're like, this clown on the radio telling me about this kid.
You know how lucky you are. That's unreal. I had to wake him up this morning, like, you know what I mean?
Stop.
Just starfish.
I'm going on Dave Moore.
So you're loving fatherhood.
Yeah, I love it. Love it with all my heart, Dave. It's the best thing ever. It's good crack, like, you know what I mean? And then even when you're out, I'm over here now, I can't wait to get home and see him already. You know that kind of way. It just gives you that little bit of buzz, like.
And Kevin, your dad, obviously, you know, in fact our daughters have played against each other in football, but you know what that's like. You've gone through it. Like, it is the greatest thing in the world, as Terry says, isn't it?
Oh, completely life changing. I said it to him. It's just gonna switch. And it doesn't happen. It's not this moment that you're like, oh, this is it. It just happens in your head and you're like, oh, what was my life last week when he wasn't here? Yeah. Like, what did we do? And you find yourself sitting in the sitting room and the baby be asleep and the telly be on and you'd be like, What was I doing last week before he was
before this?
Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking as well, yeah. Because a lot of people used to say that you won't know life before them and all, and I was like, will you just give her over? And 2 weeks in, I was like, what were we doing before he came? You know what I mean?
Honest
just,
to God.
It's go, go, go with him, like, but it's deadly.
Even everyday things, like going for a coffee, or like if you're going for a meal, or you're going to be going on holiday soon, yeah. And you're going to be like, how did we go through the airport without a baby?
Yeah. With boogies and bottles stuff. And powder and yeah.
How did we have a shower? You know what I mean? You're giving each other a knuckle touch as one's going in, the other's going out. Like, you know what I mean? Best
it's
of luck.
Relay teams all over the shop.
Yeah, tag me in.
So, Terrence, things have been difficult for the last little while.
Yeah.
You were off the podcast for a while because you needed brain surgery.
Yeah, it's a bit mad, isn't it?
It is a bit mad. Yeah. It is a bit mad. So, what were the symptoms? What was presenting itself to you that you realised this needed to happen?
I had a condition called trigeminal neuralgia. I've had it for about 3 or 4 years.
Is that pain?
Yeah, Jesus, yeah. It's excruciating.
So tell us about that then, because people might know.
I was just at home one day watching the telly and I got this excruciating pain on the side of my head, my jaw, my teeth, like nearly in my neck, right. Just right across your head. And obviously I thought it was a dental issue because it was in my teeth. You know, you're thinking, oh, maybe it's just so bad it's in my head. And went to a couple of dentists and they were like, no, there's nothing wrong here, we can't see any issues. So it was that bad that I had to go to the hospital, got scans, and then it took about a year and a half to diagnose me with a condition.
That long to diagnose? Yeah. Wow.
Because they looked down every other avenue, including dental again. So they were sending me for their own personal dental scans as well. But yeah, there was no problem there. And then there was an issue in the brain. So it's when a nerve and a vessel are pressing against each other in the brain, or it's wrapped around the vessel. And it causes these shunting pains in your face and your head, yeah.
And what caused it to happen? Because you were obviously, you said 3 or 4 years ago, you had lived your life up to that point and you didn't have this.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, do you not have any idea what happened?
A lot of people are born with the nerve close to the vessel is what they say to me.
Okay.
And then over time, they can just go and wrap press against each other for whatever reason. But like a lot of people that have it that are born close together will eventually probably press against each other, but usually in your 40s, 50s.
Okay, so that's early for you.
Yeah, that's why it took so long to diagnose me, because they were like, he's in his mid-20s, it couldn't be trigeminal neuralgia.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
So then, obviously, it then takes a length of time for you to get the diagnosis, but then takes a length of time for you to find out what you need to do to remedy this, right?
Yeah, so they try on different medications and stuff, and a lot of them didn't work, or the ones that did work were kind of like, you only take if a bout comes on and it just eases it a little bit, doesn't get rid of the pain.
It's not the same. Yeah.
And you're just constantly living in with anxiety. Like, if I was walking down the road, I'd be thinking in my head, oh, what if this come onto me now? I don't have the medication.
And if it was to come onto you, would you physically kind of, you know, would you recoil? Like,
Yeah. Like,
and Calvin, have you seen him go through this?
Like, yeah. And I think even the worst part is when you're on the medication then.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're looking at him anticipating this coming on, then it comes on, he takes the medication, and then you're like, oh, he's just like numbing this thing, and he's not the same fella.
Yeah.
It was coming more frequently than the bout. So we used to, at the start, probably get it every 2-3 months, and then it was coming every couple of weeks.
Oh no, right.
So it was
okay.
Like, really, I'm basically never off medication here. Like, I can't live life like that.
And did they offer you then this surgery that can potentially remedy this, or was it something that you sought out yourself?
No, they did a scan, and initially, I actually had loads of scans done, and a lot of them they couldn't see it, because they don't in the majority of cases of trigeminal neuralgia. It's hard to find the nerve in the vessel because it's so complex,
of course,
in the brain.
Loads going on.
And eventually, on one of the last scans he did, they could see the nerve in the vessel, and it was wrapped around it. So they brought me in and just said, look, we're going to have to do a surgery on that. And I was like, right.
I mean, any surgery is terrifying, whether you know, like, I broke my leg in 2010 and needed, like, you know, 2 surgeries on it. That was terrifying, going under general anesthesia, whatever. Brain surgery.
Yeah. Like, no, wasn't it? I didn't just take it in my stride.
You're about to be a dad when the brain surgery is happening. I mean, there's a lot of worries going on there.
Yeah, well, that was the biggest concern. Like, I think I would have just went in and just went the head round. All would have been grand, like, in my head anyways, if I hadn't got the baby on the way.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern was, will I get out of hospital? Will I be well for when the baby comes? And it was touch and go for a while.
Well, when you came out of hospital, I mean, because you're not a man who's shy of his social media, so you're putting bits and pieces up, but I mean, you were literally relearning how to walk again.
Yeah, struggled to walk. There was a build-up of fluid and swelling on the cerebellum.
Yeah, cerebellum or whatever.
Cerebellum.
Your clothes. Yeah.
On that. And then sometimes they say they damage that as they're going into the nerve when they're doing that. So, but they did, like, let me know that when this happens, it's usually 6 to 8 weeks when you'll start feeling progress with walking again, because my balance and my walking was like it was so strange.
And but, was it that length of time then to get back on your feet?
It was actually a bit soon. I was probably about 4 or 5 weeks before then I was starting to walk proper again. Now, not at any sort of pace or anything like that, but I was still struggling.
But then I love the progress because then you went out running.
Yeah,
you were able to do that. I mean, that's a big step in fairness. Like.
Yeah, I got a bit excited, didn't I? I couldn't walk for about 3 weeks
and
after that.
Starts doing 10Ks left, right, centre, yeah. And Calvin, while this is all going on, you've a responsibility to the business you guys have built together, the product, the podcast, the relationship, everything. I mean, you can't just like drop and go, right, well, Terry Six and we're not doing the podcast. So you have to sit there then and kind of take that role on yourself.
Yeah, and it was tough. Like, we sat down before this happened because you got the date for the surgery, and we sat down, we're like, look, this is the date of the surgery and then this is the recovery time. So we're looking at about 3 to 4 months, we were saying, and what way are we going to do this? So we sat down as a team, not just us, but the producers as well, here on Go Loud, and we said, right, we'll keep it lighthearted, so more familiar faces, so previous guests, more comedians. And we won't get too deep like we do. We won't hit on like hard hitting topics like we always do. We'll try and keep it as lighthearted as possible just to keep the show on the road.
Yeah.
And and in fairness to the listeners, they still contributed. We are still getting the questions in every week. They didn't drop off like we thought we were going to do. I thought literally it was just going to be me, a guest, and me mate at home listening to the podcast.
Yeah. No chance. It's too popular for that.
Yeah.
But come here, it was difficult. Don't get me wrong. It was. And I think a lot of people kind of knew what was going on. They were like, look, it's not the same podcast. We're not trying to make it the same podcast.
Yeah.
And we got the date for him coming back. So we knew this. There's going to be a build up here. It's going to be a build up. So to me, it was just like, I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, just 4 more weeks, just 3 more weeks, 2 more weeks.
And people were dying for him to come back, in fairness. Like, I was listening and going, like, you know, you could sense from the listeners they were just waiting. And then you come back with a bang and, like, you know, nothing's changed.
Yeah, no, we're still the same age. It's,
I was hoping that the brain surgery would have fixed him.
No, definitely not.
No.
There's no reason for that. You don't want him fixed at all. You want him exactly like it is.
Yeah.
And then let's talk TBX for a second, because obviously there is the free podcast that everyone gets their hands on, the Go Loud app and everything, but you do offer this premium extra content.
Yeah.
What is it? £4 a month?
£4 a month. Yeah.
Come on, lads.
It's not bad,
is it? Good value. So what extra stuff do people get?
So we actually have a TBX phone, so our listeners can send in voice messages.
Okay.
And the last
it gets
year,
out of hand, Dave.
Honestly.
Like, we don't even have to do anything. We just sit there and like some fella would send in a message and then someone would respond to him and then people would start taking sides. I think he's right. I'd be like, oh wow. And then Terrence doesn't even have to contribute. Like,
yeah.
We just like hit play on that message here and it just gets out of hand. It's great.
That's brilliant. That's what you want from people though, in fairness as well. Alright, well, where can people find out all the information about
the podcast?
TB, yeah, in general.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Go Loud, everywhere. Yeah. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Instagram, of course, as well. Yeah. And what about, like, are you, Terrence, being kind of rolled out now as a trigeminal neuralgia spokesperson? Like, are you going to start a new career from you?
I hope not. I just said I would speak about it, though, and just in case anyone else is going
through
it, you know,
like,
that kind of way.
I think it really helps people when they hear you. And I mean, listen, you know, yours is a very particular condition, but there are people living with chronic pain all the time, you know, and you know, I think them hearing people talk about it in the media, whatever format it is, it really is helpful, you know.
And it's a lot more common than you actually think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But I also want people to know as well, like, the surgery was a success. So a lot of people probably seen the recovery didn't go as planned. I thought I was going to bounce back in 3-4 weeks. I didn't. It took 5-6 months to get back on my feet. But I'm back on my feet.
But that's there, you know, that's the most important thing.
It was hard. It was the hardest time in my life, Dave. But I got there.
Yeah.
And I don't live with trigeminal neuralgia anymore. Hopefully, touch wood, I haven't had it since. But so that's gone now. It was a success in the end. It was hard to believe that. Even a month ago, I was saying, oh, why did I get that done? Now I'm so happy every day. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're delighted you're back in the building, causing havoc left, right, and centre. Terrence Power, Calvin O'Brien from TB and TBX, thank you so much for coming in,
boys.
Thanks for having us. Talk to you soon. Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.